Claudian's, Helvig's, and Fabrizio's maps. The great names in mapping of the 16th century, or on the transformation of the north-south orientation in maps and on the wealth of map information. Our next stop takes us to the emergence of the first maps of the Czech lands themselves. Until the 16th century, Bohemia, Moravia, and Silesia were only ever depicted together with other countries as part of smaller-scale medieval maps. While medieval maps were influenced by the Christian culture and idealized pictures of the known world, with the arrival of the 15th century, mapping became more of a scientific process. Maps contained ever more information and were also given scales for the first time. Let's now take a look at the first authors of separate maps of the Czech lands. Mikuláš Claudián, scholar, physician, printer, and cartographer, went down in Czech history as the author of the first separate printed map of Bohemia from 1518. His map, created as a coloured woodcut, consists of several parts. The top half shows the coats of arms of the ruling families and royal towns, together with biblical stories, below which there are allegorical, political, and religious images. The carriage with horses harnessed on both sides represents the split of the church into Roman Catholic and Protestant. Fears over the expansiveness of the Ottoman Empire can be seen in the depiction of a man in a turban with a sabre on a chariot. The map itself is situated at the bottom. The top edge of the map faces south, i.e. towards Rome. The map does not contain the so-called surveying basis, the sketch in which the surveyor records the results of his measurements. The map was probably sourced from coordinate tables dating from around 1422, which indicate the position of about 100 localities in this country. One interesting feature of this map is the inscription NCVK, which probably represents Claudian's initials, Nicholas Claudianus, while the letter N is reversed, and the engraver, Andreas Kaschauer. The reason for the reverse letter remains a mystery. It is highly unlikely that Claudian would engrave the entire map as a mirror image, with the only mistake being his own initial. Martin Helvig, cartographer, pedagogue, and poet, is the author of the first map of Silesia from 1561. Like Claudian's map, this map is also oriented south. It differs in that it came with a separate document with instructions on how to use the map correctly, accompanied by a register. The map uses a coordinate system calculated from the ferromeridian, from which meridians used to be calculated. Nowadays, the prime or Greenwich meridian is used, which was established in the 19th century to make navigation on maps more consistent. Unlike Claudian's map, the buildings were much better drawn on Helvig's map, which enabled better orientation when using the map in the field. The two maps were drawn a mere 43 years apart, but show a great leap forward in the development of cartography. The map also features three decorative graphic cartouches. Cartouches often contain coats of arms, vedute, plans, and other pictures, and appear from the High Middle Ages through to the 19th century. On Helvig's map, the first cartouche contains a dedication to Nicholas II. On the second cartouche, an imperial privilege and the place where the map was published, Nisa, while the third, smallest cartouche shows a compass. The map also shows coats of arms and is coloured by hand. Maps were typically coloured by hand as, at that time, no suitable technology existed to make colour reproductions. Settlements are distinguished as towns, monasteries, chateaus, and villages. A circle with a dot, a circle with a cross, a dotted triangle, and a cross with feet. The relief is shown using the hill method. The third map is by Paolo Fabrizio, the personal physician to Maximilian II, mathematician, astronomer, botanist, and cartographer. His cartographic work, known as Moravia Marcionatus, or Fabrizio's Map of Moravia, is a copper engraving on a scale of approximately 1 to 288,000. It was created in 1569 and is the first standalone map of Moravia. The creation of this map was also motivated by the danger posed by the expanding Ottoman Empire. A Turkish motif also appears in the allegory on Claudian's map. The map showed settlements castles, monasteries, watercourses, mountains and forests, and contained a total of 347 local names from Moravia and 134 names from Austria. Several maps were derived from Fabrizio's map of Moravia during the following century. This is one of the first to be oriented towards the north. Fabrizio was a passionate astronomer and was skilled in determining astronomical coordinates. Back then, Jacob's staff was mostly used to precisely measure angles in astronomy, cartography, and geodesy. You'll find out more about how that worked after solving the tasks.